You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our series Exposing the Darkness Behind Halloween as we talk about what happens when the church begins to compromise with culture. We'll look at how subtle mixture weakens holiness, from blending worldly customs into worship to entertaining what God calls darkness, and why the Lord is calling His people to be set apart once again. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 is one of the clearest commands in Scripture. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world." That word conformed in the Greek means to be pressed into a mold. The world is constantly trying to shape us into its image. But God says, be transformed. Transformation is a work of the Spirit. Conformity is a work of compromise. And compromise is exactly what we're talking about today. Because compromise is the quiet killer of spiritual power. The greatest danger to the modern church isn't always persecution, it's mixture. It's when holy things and unholy things get blended together until we can't tell them apart anymore. All through Scripture, God called His people to be distinct. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26 says, "So you are to be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy. And I have set you apart from the peoples to be mine." But the moment Israel started mixing the worship of Yahweh with pagan practices, judgment always followed. They didn't reject God outright. They just tried to add other gods alongside of Him. And that's what mixture looks like. It's adding the world to the word. And sadly, the same pattern is repeating today. Every October, we see churches hosting trunk or treats, harvest nights, or fall fests. The heart behind them may be safety or outreach, but we have to ask the hard question. Are we truly reaching people, or are we just blending in? When we decorate our sanctuaries with spider webs, pumpkins, and skeletons, even if we say it's just for fun, we risk confusing the message of holiness with symbols of fear. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 says, "Do not participate in the useless deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them." You can't expose something that you're still entertaining. And when the church borrows imagery from a celebration rooted in fear, death, and the occult, we send a mixed signal to the world. The Bible says that the church is the pillar and support of the truth. We cannot hold up truth and compromise at the same time. And compromise doesn't stop at events. It creeps into our homes through what we watch. Psalm chapter 101, verse 3 says, "I will not set no worthless thing before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me." That's not a verse about legalism. It's about spiritual protection. Every image that enters your eyes carries influence. And that's why Satan uses entertainment to normalize darkness. We may not bow before idols anymore, but many people bow before the screens. And those screens have become altars of compromise. Let's talk plainly. Movies that glorify horror, witchcraft, sorcery, or demonic power, whether they're terrifying or cute, all originate from the same spirit of rebellion. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23 says, "Rebellion is as the sin of divination. Witchcraft and rebellion are inseparable because both reject God's authority and elevate self-will." Now, horror films thrive on fear. They feed the very spirit that God tells us to resist. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 declares, "For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind." Or some translations say discipline. And when we willingly fill our minds with fear, we are feeding the wrong spirit. Fear is not just an emotion, it's a doorway. And many believers are unknowingly opening that door by consuming what glorifies terror and death. But it's not just horror movies. It's anything that glamorizes the occult. In today's culture, witchcraft isn't hiding. It's trending. Movies and series that feature sorcery, spells, and good witches teach an entire generation that magic can be righteous if used for good. But scripture never makes that distinction. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 through 12 says, "There shall not be found among you anyone," let me say that again, "anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, one who uses divination, a fortune teller, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who casts spells. For whoever does these things is detestable to the Lord." That covers every form, even the ones that are labeled family friendly. When a movie celebrates wizards mastering spells or witches casting enchantments to save the day, it's teaching children that the very things that God calls abominations are sources of wonder. And when a believer says it's just fiction, they miss the deeper issue. Fascination always precedes participation. The enemy knows what begins as entertainment can end as engagement. If he can make darkness desirable, he can make holiness seem dull. Every time that we laugh at what God hates, our discernment dulls just a little bit more. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 commands us to think on whatever is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and of good repute. So ask yourself, does glorified sorcery or bloodshed fit that description? Isaiah chapter 33, verses 15 through 16 adds this: "He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, who refuses to accept a bribe in secret, who stops his ears from hearing about bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking upon evil, he will dwell on the heights." Holiness affects what you allow through your eyes and your ears. The more we expose ourselves to darkness, the less darkness looks dark. That's why so many in the church can sit comfortably watching demonic themes yet feel absolutely nothing. That's not freedom. That is numbness. Satan rarely attacks head-on. He disguises sin as harmless fun. He did it in Eden when he told Eve, "You will not surely die. You will be like God." He does it today when he whispers, "It's just a movie. It's just pretend. It's just a book." But Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a person sows, this he will also reap." You cannot sow fascination with darkness and reap spiritual purity. Entertainment is never neutral. It's either drawing you closer to God or dulling your sensitivity to him. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 through 23, "The eye is the lamp of the body. So then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. Your eyes are the entry point to your spirit. That's why the enemy fights for your attention. If we let unclean images enter, darkness follows. But when our eyes are fixed on Jesus, light fills every part of our being. That's why revival always begins with repentance, not just for outward sin, but for inward compromise. Holiness is not a restriction. It's protection. God's boundaries are blessings in disguise. He calls us to be a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And you can't be holy and hypnotized by Hollywood at the same time. The early church didn't flirt with darkness. They destroyed it. In Acts chapter 19, verse 19, it records believers publicly burning their occult books worth 50,000 pieces of silver. That's repentance with fire. Imagine the power that would return to the modern church if we burned compromise with that very same conviction. It is time for a cleansing. Cleansing the altar, the home, and the mind. Maybe you've allowed certain movies, shows, or music because everyone else does. Maybe you've shrugged off conviction because you didn't want to seem extreme. But holiness will always look extreme to the lukewarm. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what grieves him in your home, and he'll point it out, not to shame you, but to free you. And when you remove what offends the Spirit, peace will return. You'll feel different immediately. And I challenge you, take those items, light a fire, and burn them. Compromise costs clarity. Mixture costs anointing. If we want revival fire, we have to remove the strange fire. Don't let the culture disciple your family. Don't let Hollywood define your holiness. Don't let fun become the filter for your righteousness. We're called to be light in a dark world. But to shine, we must stay separate. Pray this with me. Father, thank you for calling us to be a holy people. We repent for every way that we have compromised with culture, for every image, song, or story we've allowed that glorifies what you despise. Lord, we ask that you would cleanse our eyes, our homes, and our hearts. Teach us to value purity more than popularity. Fill us again with the fire of holiness. Let your word be the standard for what we watch, read, and celebrate. And it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. Now, tomorrow we will bring this entire series to a close with a call to renounce every tie to darkness and step fully into the marvelous light of Christ. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, visit the link tree in the podcast description. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a one-time donation or become a monthly supporter through the links in our Linktree. For our international listeners, we now offer a safe and secure giving option through DonorBox. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.